What's up, guys? Today's video is titled Shatify is an outright scammer. So there's a new guy here by the name of Shatify. Apparently his thing is Wheat Waffles 2.0. Now, as we all know, Wheat Waffles is the original grifter when it comes to face ratings. Now, how Wheat Waffles works is that you send him a picture of yourself. He charges you like $5, $10, $15 depending on the service you want. And then he'll email you back saying, okay, bro, this is what's wrong with your face according to science and all that mumbo jumbo. Now, what this Shatify guy is doing is that he is using AI to quote unquote morph people's faces into, look, for example, okay, you see this picture over here? This is AI, okay? So pretty much what Shatify is doing is that he is using AI to unrealistically morph your face into the face of Chad. Now, it's unrealistic because it cannot be done in real life. This is why I refer to Shatify as Wheat Waffles 2.0. Now, if you go to the comment section here, guys, now right off the bat, Shatify is selling you his service, okay? So let's do a little bit of quick research on Shatify. The guy only had like not that many videos, okay? He doesn't have that many videos, and pretty much from day number one, his channel is all about how to morph your face. And obviously with ChatGPT becoming more and more popular, he can now use ChatGPT to Shatify your face. So let's take a look at his website over here. Links, face rating, Shatification, right? So this is his website over here, Shatify.me. Pretty much what he does is that, you guys can read it here yourself, he does a morph video where, again, he uses AI to morph your face from, you know, being sub 5 to being an 8 like this guy. Now, he's charging you guys $70 Canadian for this scam service. You guys out there need to understand this is unrealistic, okay? Now, as you guys know, I am Amar Wali. I've been under the knife. I've been to plastic surgeons. I've had injections. I've had fillers. I'm 42 years old, so I'm about the twice the age of the average person who follows Wheat Waffles and this scammer Shatify. Guys, how do we not know that Shatify is really not Wheat Waffles creating another channel? You know, this guy uses AI. His voice is computer generated. How do we know that Shatify really is not Wheat Waffles disguising himself as a new channel just so he can offer you more expensive services? Like I said, guys, we're gonna... Hopefully they don't play an ad on it. I don't want to give this scammer
got business receipts?
Any more money.
Snap them on the fly with...
Listen to his voice.
I know right now, some people are going to comment, how in the world does a Chad ever get a 6? He's always an 8. And the truth is, it's because of one massive thing. These are the tail ends of the spectrum of masculinity. We are talking about the...
Okay, guys, this could easily be Wheat Waffles practicing an American accent over here, as far as we know. And again, look who is supporting this channel. Wheat Waffles, baby. This was brilliant. Watch him say he's stealing. The only issue out there is there's a lot of low IQ viewers on YouTube who don't appreciate you. High IQ people will financially support you. Guys, Wheat Waffles is a big supporter of the Indian curry sales scammer, Hamza, okay? And Hamza is charging you guys $500, $400 a month for pretty much what is a glorified Facebook group. Guys, you young guys out there watching this, you are being preyed upon by Wheat Waffles, Hamza, and other grifters who are pretty much taking you for all the money that you have, okay? So, what I want you guys out there to understand is that, for example, if we look at this picture, okay, obviously he looks better in the morphed picture, but again, the morphed picture is simply AI. It's not the real world. This guy over here, he does have prey eyes. I kind of have the same eyes as he does. Not that bad. In fact, his eyes really aren't that bad. So I actually went to my cosmetic surgeon in Mexico and I'm like, hey man, how can I have hunter eyes like this guy? He told me, Amr, this surgery is very, very complex because they actually have to open up like your face, cut into your skull. Like, surgery wise, going from this guy over here to an 8 is unrealistic surgery wise, okay? It's probably gonna be very, very complex, very, very expensive surgeries. And even if you had the money, a lot of these surgeons, they're not gonna do it, okay? Like my surgeon in Merida, there were some surgeries I wanted to do, and my surgeon was like, Amr, I'm not gonna do those surgeries for you. You really don't need them, okay? So you guys need to understand is that you have to be realistic, okay? This guy over here, he can probably get a nose job. He can probably do some buttocks, some fillers on the eyes, maybe on the shin. But going from a 4 to an 8 is not realistic for this guy over here. Because again, this is AI generated images. AI is not real life. Let me say that one more time. AI is not real life. For this guy to go from a 4 to an 8 is unrealistic in the real world because the surgery may not just be available for it, or if it was, it could be very, very complex, very, very expensive to the point where it just would not be worth it. You know, for this guy to go from a 4 to an 8 in the face is probably the equivalent of a 5'4" guy thinking that 3-inch surgery extension is going to be worth it for him. Obviously, if you're a 5'4" dude and you want to go to 5'7", it's not going to be worth it for you in the grand scheme of things because of the limitation of the surgery, you know. If the surgery can give you an extra 10 inches, yeah, it would be worth it. But in this case, the surgery is simply not available for this guy to go from a 4 to an 8. And if it was available, it would be very, very complex, very, very expensive to the point where it just would not be worth it. This is what I want a lot of you guys out there to understand, is that if you are sub 5, for you to go from sub 5 to an 8 is pretty much near impossible, okay? I'm that type of person, guys, okay? I myself was a sub 5 before all my surgeries. Now I'm sitting at like a nice cozy 6 with all my surgeries. I will never ever be an 8 in the face, okay? Now, fortunately for me, I'm a 6'3" athletic body, so height is real, guys, okay? So let's say you're a 6 in the face and you're like a 9 in height, well, guess what? Your overall SMV shoots up to like what? A 7.5, okay? But let's say you are a short dude, you're like 5'8, 5'10, and your face is like a 6, well, guess what? Your overall SMV is still a 6, okay? So that's number one. You're not gonna greatly improve if you are sub 5 in the face and if your height is under 5'10" or really under 6 feet nowadays. Because I know a lot of you guys out there, you claim to be 6 feet using your shoes, you know, which don't count, by the way, if you ask me. I'm 6'3" without shoes. Now, another thing to keep in mind, especially if you live in the Western world, most people who follow Hamza and Wheat Waffles and now this scammer, which I think really is Wheat Waffles, trying to charge you guys more for this AI service. You guys need to understand, man, like, when it comes to your woman, like Oscar D on MGTOW TV said, if you're a young, hot woman, what the fuck are you doing wanting a relationship? You should be getting flown to Dubai. You should be getting Chad and Tyrone on top of you on a daily basis. So you guys need to understand, young, hot woman living in the West, there is no incentive for them to be in a relationship when they can be flown out, when they can have sex with real Chads, real Tyrones, okay? That's number one. Number two, let's keep it 100. A lot of you guys out there who follow Wheat Waffles, Hamza, and now this scammer Chadify, a lot of you guys are socially creepy. You are awkward as fuck. Listen, guys, even if you are a legit 7 or 8, but if you're awkward, cringy, creepy, which a lot of you guys are, guess what? Women are not gonna find you attractive. Look, just because you're a hot looking dude, but if you're the awkward, creepy, cringy type, guess what? You're gonna go down from an 8 to like a 3 or a 4 if you're, you know, so cringy, creepy, and awkward. You guys have to understand, man. A lot of you guys out there who follow Hamza, Wheat Waffles, you guys are on the spectrum, okay? Meaning you suffer from Asperger's. Listen, a lot of guys who suffer from Asperger's, I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not even gonna say you're going to hell. I'm just saying if you are on the spectrum, you suffer from Asperger's, women just don't want you on top of them because, again, you're cringy, you're creepy, you are awkward as fuck, okay? And the thing is, you guys are awkward, creepy, and cringy because you cannot understand social cues. I mean, think about it, okay? Hamza is charging you $400 a month for access to a glorified Facebook page, okay? Private community, okay? Wheat Waffles is charging you like $5-$10 for a face rating. Now, this guy over here, he's charging you $70 Canadian for, you know, AI face rating. At the end of the day, guys, if you don't understand that this is a scam to take your money, this is proof that you are on the spectrum, okay? Guys who are on the spectrum like yourself, you guys don't understand social cues, okay? So you guys genuinely think that Hamza, Wheat Waffles, Chadify are here to help you. These guys are not here to help you, man. They're here to scam you out of your money, or in the case of Hamza, out of your mother's money. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man. If you look up to Hamza, Wheat Waffles, Chadify, you're better off jumping off a bridge than trying to get with a woman because, again, you're awkward, you're creepy, you're cringy. That's number one. Number two, in the West, women have Big Daddy government giving them welfare. Women are getting flown out to Dubai. Women can hook up with real Chads, real Tyrones. So you guys out there really have absolutely no value to modern women. And, you know, getting a face rating from Hamza is not going to help you. Getting a unrealistic AI face rating from this Chadify guy, who I really think is Wheat Waffles trying to scam you out of even more money, is not going to help you. Going to a surgeon, you know, there's only, you know, surgeons are not fucking, surgeons are not magicians, guys, okay? Surgeons might be able to change the number one trick a surgeon can do, if you have like one of those ugly Jewish, Italian, or Indian noses, a surgeon can be able to take care of that. But if you have a weak jaw, you have, you know, prey eyes, you have a big forehead, the surgeon is very, very limited to what he can do. So let's say you are a 4. Unrealistically, you're not going to be an 8, okay? Again, I am Amir Wally. I was sub 5 in the face, okay? Now I'm a comfortable 6 in the face. I'm not going to be an 8, guys, because my face, realistically speaking, cannot be an 8, okay? This is what I want guys out there to understand. Unless the only thing keeping you down at a 4 is that you have a really, really ugly nose, if the nose is the only thing that keeps you down, then yeah, you could be an 8 if the nose is the only problem you have. But if you have a weak jaw, you have sunken eyes, you have a big forehead, you're not going to go up to an 8, okay, guys? And again, height is real, okay? The height pill is real, okay? Height is a looks multiplier. So even though I'm a 6 in the face, the fact I'm 6'3", have an athletic body, that gets me up to like a 7, 7.5. Heck, you know, I might even get into Chad status because I still have a couple of more surgeries to do. I'm still on TRT, you know, reaping the benefits of TRT. But at the end of the day, guys, I'm under no illusion that I could be an 8 in the face. And I want you guys to understand that, okay? Wheat Waffles, Hamza, Shadify, who I really think is Wheat Waffles 2.0, they're not going to help you. This is why none of these guys talk about the height pill. As a 6'3" dude, I am telling you, even back when my face was sub 5, I was still getting pussy, guys, even when my face was a sub 5. Why? Because I got the height. None of these guys will tell you height matters. Because imagine if these guys tell you height matters and you're 5'4", 5'6", 5'7". If they tell you height matters and you're short, dude, you're not going to pay for what they have because you know it's already over. So at the end of the day, guys, you are being scammed. If you have to go to these guys to pay them, it's pretty much over for you, okay? That's my video for today, so take care of yourself, guys, and understand this, and understand this good. Go to a real doctor, okay? That's what I do. I don't go to some scammer on the internet, especially one using AI to give me unrealistic images. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. Peace.